pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you make your NFL pick straight from Pro Football Weekly, you're off the show. Oh, hi, Tony.
Hi there.
Good morning.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually real good. Obviously, one of my favorite days of the year, the start of when the big boys, the barbarians, the gladiators, the biggest, strongest men on the planet, go at one another and starts off another great year. By the way, 2:30 today, NFL All Access on your NFL Network, 2:30. They've got it going for you all afternoon. NFL Network is where it's at, people, all afternoon long. Oh, we don't have that?
I'm sure the bosses here at ESPN Radio are appreciating that.
They don't start the coverage that early.
I'm sure they're appreciating it. Are you serious with my pen? Are you serious?
Uh-oh.
Once a day, I mean, I have one pen. It's never here.
I stole it.
It's never here.
I'll take credit for stealing your pen.
I'm gone for like an hour in the morning, and I lose a case of pens.
You have the best pens.
It's unbelievable.
Pens. They're those nice ballpoint. You have the nice pens. What can I say?
It's unbelievable. Coming up on the program today, Dick Tomey here from San Jose State. Coach is going to join us coming up in our second segment today. In our last segment, we're going to talk with Matt Franzen-Adone, a former assistant at Hastings. They play Hastings this week. We'll catch up with him for a couple of minutes. Dick Tomey, San Jose State. But at the bottom of the hour, you've heard Mike and Mike. You've heard NFL Network. You've heard the Swamp. You've heard so many people make their predictions. Doug and Daddy make their Super Bowl predictions coming up.
It's hard to break it down. It's hard to know.
Thank you for adding words to that. I was a little worried there.
Douglas, all the fantasy drafts have now concluded, I think.
Well, anybody that's starting tonight, yes. Yes.
I think it's time to take a step back. And I think Dante Culpepper retires.
Yeah.
31!
Yeah, he's 31, people.
31 years old and calls it a career. That surprises me, and I think never really could find the right fit, I don't think. You know, Dante Culpepper, you go back, I'm not going back 12 years, I'm going back just in the recent, you go back 4 or 5, he's a top, what, 5 NFL quarterback in the NFL? Minnesota Vikings?
He has not been a top NFL quarterback since Randy Moss left.
Well, but
so
I mean,
whatever that day was.
What? You look back, if you're Minnesota Viking fans out there,
with Cowherd, though. Culpepper never did flourish without Randy Moss. A lot of people kind of thought it was going to be the other way around. That's not the way it ended up. Moss runs routes, catches balls. Even the times he takes plays off, he gets the job done when you need him to get the job done most of the time. But Culpepper just never, you know, and I don't know if he was ever anywhere else where they were that good. You thought he had a strong arm. He was a likable quarterback, so I guess that always buys you a little bit of time as well.
Yeah, I think Randy Moss certainly makes a lot of people better, and you got a quarterback with the accuracy of Tom Brady, obviously throwing the numbers and putting up the numbers of both of those guys put up a year ago. That's one of those things. I don't see, you know, you start off with Randy Moss, a little bit of Randy Moss when you interject him in the conversation, Doug. There's no way Brady can put up the numbers he put up again. Is there? There's absolutely no way you can even get close to those numbers. Is there?
Well, I hope not. But a lot of the prognosticators are not giving New England a chance to win the Super Bowl this year. I think Stephen A. Smith is the only person I saw this morning out of about 15 ESPN folks that picked New England not only to get to the Super Bowl, but at least to win the Super Bowl. Everybody else isn't even picking them.
We'll see if one of us is.
1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number to call. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget, at this time tomorrow, the UNK Volleyball Fall Classic will already be underway. Chadron State, third-ranked Truman State, the University of Mary from North Dakota.
All right.
Upper Iowa from...
I'm guessing Iowa.
There you go. University of the Incarnate Word.
That's Oklahoma, I'm sure.
Texas. Oh. And the University of Nebraska, Kearney.
They're right here in our backyard.
Chadron and Incarnate Word tomorrow at 10 a.m. UNK plays tomorrow at noon and 8. They play Saturday at 2 and 8. But tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, is the big matchup. 13th-ranked UNK, 3rd-ranked Truman State.
It's being billed as when the gloves come off.
So that's going on. Tomorrow. Oh, wow. Well, he was unable to join us yesterday, but we love Bob Jensen. So how about some Bob Jensen today?
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. He's got game.
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Bob.
I wasn't, I'll be honest, I wasn't sure if that was an introduction or not. I just a little timid there. You know, you guys do have a rather intimidating presence anyway.
I'll tell you what, this sounds an awful lot like the phone number I called to get into that Central Florida press conference the other day.
Well, I can't speak to that. I feel like I got a little Barry White thing working here, though. I'd like to think I could make that work to my advantage, but sinus infection, not for the weak at heart, boys. That's all I can tell you.
Well, Robert, we won't keep you too long, but...
And plus, you played high school football. You're going to be fine, Bob.
I'll be fine. I'm going to suck it up. I'm a gamer. You know, really, I would have been a gamer had I ever had a chance to actually be in one. But I tell you what, I graduated and my legs were still fresh, boys. That's all I can tell you.
All-City Arnold, 2 years running, people.
You can look it up.
Bob, there were some surprises last week, which on the calendar is noted as week zero. There were a lot of surprises.
Well, there were. And you guys were sitting right on top of one of them. I was lucky enough to be able to catch some of the broadcast there on my way home. And I believe Daddy said it best when he said that Grand Island was not a favorite until they could actually beat Kearney. So we'll wait another year for that to be the case. And what I did say last week, I guess, and to anybody that would listen, there's a diminishing number of those, actually. You know, Kearney's all about program. Brandon Cool, you know, he came to town. He got that thing headed in the right direction. He's got kids that believe they should win. So they did. And, you know, Grand Island, you know, that's a scary deal sometimes to jump to a big lead early. And well, it wasn't that big, but, I mean, it was big enough. I mean, there's a lot of times that you could think the Kearney Grand Island game would be the, you know, the first team to get to 14 was going to win it. But fact of the matter is, Kearney did come back and win it. And I remember Josh Gable. I remember Josh Gable before there was a Brett Maher, and he certainly delivered a big kick. Another one in your listening area there that was a showstopper was Aurora finding a way to beat Crete. And I certainly would not have predicted that. In fact, I did not predict that. It was one of those deals where Aurora's got very little in the way of returning starting experience, and Crete is Crete, two-time defending champ. But they actually went down there and took care of business. It's kind of led to some real reorganization, if you will, in Class B when you couple that with the fact that Pius, which only won two games last year, which is really hard to believe, just spanked Waverly, who we had rated fourth. Those teams are, you know, they've really kind of given Class B a different look there towards the middle of the pack in that top 10. And now we'll see where they go from there. Another one that jumped out at me, and it was a game that I was actually at, was Bishop Newman and Boys Town. I'll tell you what, Boys Town showed some guts. They were hauling Boys Town kids off the field every play in that fourth quarter, but they would send somebody else in. The defense did give up a touchdown early in the fourth quarter, but held. And I believed, and it's still too early to dismiss it entirely, but I believed coming into the season that you had a certain degree of separation there between St. Cecilia, Bishop Newman, Norfolk Catholic, and then maybe drop down to Pierce, and then here we come with the rest of C1. Well, Boys Town certainly turned that all around. And a kid that people need to know about. A kid by the name of Kevin Barrett. Kevin Barrett ran a 10-400 meters last year, and then he's the 215-pound state wrestling champion. That's a nice little combination. They gave him the ball at running back, and he's a tremendous player. And so Boys Town is legit as they've been since Kevin Cush started coaching there, you know, within the last 7 or 8 years. And, those are just some things that come to mind right away anyway.
Bob, two more that come to mind for me, Omaha Central, and then an 8-2 Lincoln East team giving up 50 at home.
Well, the only reason they gave up 50 was the fact they got the clock to run, so they didn't give up 80. I tell you, Miller South is just, they're as good as I think most people thought they were going to be, and maybe even some better. Miller South, by all accounts, it was just simply too physical. I mean, they're fast, and they've got speed on the edge, and they've got skill players, you know, just at one guy after another. Jordan Hale, who I personally just adore. That guy is he's got it. I mean, that is an overused cliche, but he's got it. 200 yards, 5 touchdowns, 92-yard run, 58-yard kick, punt return. That's a nice three-quarters work right there. Miller South is going to be a handful for anybody. Now, we'll see. They play Westside this week. And that will actually – I'll be curious to see what happens because Westside barely escaped Elkhorn. It took 2 fourth-quarter goal line stands to win by 7. And as most people who listen to your show probably know, Elkhorn moved up from B. And so where does that leave us? I'm not sure. We'll know a lot more here in a few hours. But as far as Omaha Central goes, Omaha North, since Larry Martin moved from Bergen over
no,
to
Jordan, No, Bob, no. Omaha North is not good. Omaha Central laid an egg. Let's – come on.
No, they probably did to a degree. But I have a lot of faith in Jay Ball. Jay Ball's a great coach. That's great. That's a really good program with his and with him in charge. North just dominated them. And I talked to Martin this summer, and he said that we've got some guys that nobody knows about, and we're going to be pretty good.
Apparently,
they really came out. And of course, you know, you guys, certainly people in the Grand Island area got a look at Omaha North last year. Well, the team that showed up Friday night was different than the one that went down to Grand Island last year. So, yeah, there's nothing like week two. There's nothing, or week one, or whatever we're in this week. There's nothing like a second game to see if what you saw week one actually happened. But for right now, until somebody tells me different, Central's still good, and North beat them by 3 touchdowns. So we'll see where it takes them. But I tell you what, North getting past Central, it's hard to do in Omaha. But actually, Omaha North actually got there is no such thing as an easy schedule, but it's got a much more manageable schedule than some of those teams in the Metro have. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joining us here for a couple of minutes more on the Doug and Daddy Show as we get into week one. Everybody's playing this week. What stands out in your mind, Bob, from our area?
Oh, boy. Okay, from your area.
Well, whatever. You can touch. We've got Kearney going to Papillion-La Vista South.
Yeah,
there
you go. See, I was a little disappointed. Well, more than a little bit. I was a lot disappointed that Papillion South had so much trouble with Papillion. We'll see what that means. I do know that a kid that you'll want to watch, you people from Kearney, there's a kid named Chandler Thomas who plays defensive end for them. He goes about 6'3", 245. He's a junior, and this kid can play. I just can't hardly believe they've got enough players to beat Kearney. I think Kearney's kind of proven it's right back. It's in the neighborhood of where it's been, so... There you go. Another game that, here we go. Did I see what I think I saw last week? Adams Central absolutely dominated Seward. Now, they play Crete this week. You know. I remember this summer, woe is Adams Central. Look who they got to play. Well, woe is Crete and Seward. Look who they got to play. I don't know. Adams Central might very well come out and beat Crete, too.
I know, and I just want you to know that in our Hastings trip picks, Daddy forced me to take Crete.
Oh, okay. Well,
what does Huskerland Prep say?
I don't know. What does Huskerland Prep say? Well,
did you make Tim make that pick? Or?
Well, I automatically discount any game that Daddy's got any strong feeling about. but I tell you what, I think I might just go ahead and take Adams Central because I guess we'll see. We'll see. But I was really surprised that Aurora, not only did Aurora beat Crete, but they kind of beat him up a little bit. And that's kind of out of character for Creed. Now, I'm not here to say Creed's going to be 2-7 or something like that, but they're going to have their hands full with Adam Central. That is one of the more intriguing games in Class B, just simply to see where it leaves both of those two teams after it's done.
Bob, obviously an interesting game in the area. One team that's ranked, Minden has come into several people's rankings at number 10. Any chance they can step up and compete with St. Cecilia?
I didn't know where you're headed there, Tony, for just a second. Can they compete? Sure they'll compete. Sam Dunn is not only one of the great guys in the coaching profession, but he's a good coach, and he's got a good staff, and they're going to prepare their kids. But they don't have enough guns to stick with St. Cecilia. I'm not going to say it's going to be a complete washout, but Minden's got its hands full. St. Cecilia, it's just they're strong, they're physical, and where you like to be good, I think most times when you're starting the season is in the line because, let's face it, if everybody's knocked down, you know, I could look pretty good at running back. And their line is it's physical, it's strong, it's experienced, and I can't help but think that somewhere in the back of their mind, St. Cecilia kind of remembers 29-15. You know, that was the score of the Pierce game. And they didn't win that one. I'll bet you guys heard about that.
Yeah.
So my guess is that, you know, that might gnaw at them a little bit. And like I said, I would take St. Cecilia to win probably relatively comfortably. But I'm also certain that Coach Dunn and his players, you know, they've prepared for the whole season. You know, this isn't a one and out. I mean, they are in a district that they certainly are capable of winning. You know, of course, they have to, you know, they have their hands full with, you know, a few teams in that district, Doug. But the fact of the matter is that Minden's got the kind of team that will compete for a district championship. But opening with St. Cecilia is no way to get started.
All right, Bob, well, we got about 30 seconds. So here you're going to help me pick the winners. I got three games for you.
Okay.
You give me who's got it. Kearney, Papillion South.
Kearney.
Okay, then we've got Scottsbluff, Holdridge, both bit last week. Lexington getting a big win, Holdridge let one get away.
Holdridge.
And finally, Bertrand, the home of the Tony Davis Vikings,
Lord.
And Elwood.
Well, I tell you what, now that's by far the more intriguing of those games. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take Elwood. And Tony, I'll tell you the reason why. To get you excited. But beyond that, I'm telling you what, Elwood's got some kids that were pretty good last year that just never got on the field because that senior class was so strong. The Barnes twins, the Sprinters, here's a little something for you boys. Not only are they fast, but their daddy graduated from, let's say it together,
Arnold High
School. You better believe it, baby. I tell you what, there ain't many of us, but we're everywhere.
Oh, buddy, buddy, buddy.
There you go.
Week one coming up. Bob, we always appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, you know it, boys. Great being on. It's good to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care. Bob Jensen, Husker Land Prep Editor-in-Chief and czar of all that is high school football knowledge.
You know, that Bertrand Elwood game is intriguing for me because it's two of the most fun coaches to be around.
Might have caught some fish this year.
Might have caught some fish. Might have played around in golf with Coach Malberg. But just fun guys to be around in Streeter and Malberg. Great guys. Really enjoy both of them. And good luck to both teams.
Coming up, Dick Tomey, head football coach, San Jose State, joins us next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Fish. The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armor Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armor Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Hey! All you farmers out there, are you listening? I know a lot of you are still irrigating, but before you know it, it'll be time to hit the fields for harvest, and the last thing you want to worry about is your ATV breaking down. So get into Kearney Yamaha now. Let their service department guys make sure your ATV is working as hard as you'll be this fall. And be sure to check out the lineup of new 2009 Yamaha ATVs. There's no need to wait until after harvest with Kearney Yamaha's Buy Now, Pay Later program. Going on right now on all new Yamaha ATVs. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today before harvest. Kearney Yamaha, years of experience and huge selection, just south of the Kearney I-80.
personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney, Omaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney, Omaha.
When it comes to exciting high school football action, we've got you covered this Friday night on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic opens their season at Sandy Creek. And on ESPN 1550, Adams Central will host defending state champion Crete. On 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia begins their run at Minden. On Power 99 FM, Ravenna will be at Elm Creek. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, it's Blue Hill at Cambridge. Exciting high school football action live this Friday night.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area through the day today with high temperatures around 74 degrees. Winds will stay to the north-northeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will become partly to mostly cloudy. We'll see a chance for some showers developing with lows near 48 degrees. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay.
Right now, 61.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, eagerly awaiting our NFL picks. Dick Tomey, the head football coach at San Jose State, is going to join us here in just a couple of seconds. First, though, we go to the Dent Popper inbox from Mark and Minden. Everyone's sexy pick, Jacksonville, will fall flat, and Indy will be back in the Super Bowl, already firing that in. You know, I tend to agree that Jacksonville's not going to be as hot as everybody says, but then I find a hard... Well, we'll have our picks, but I kind of find it hard where they might not make the playoffs. I mean, they're not that bad.
I don't know. A lot of people are high on Jacksonville, especially on the team.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Speaking of high.
Jacksonville, 10-1 to win the Super Bowl. They are the fifth pick, according to Vegas.
Speaking of people getting high and doing stupid things, what are these two Kansas Jayhawks doing? Chalmers and Daryl Arthur, they show up for the NBA's rookie symposium, basically. The introduction to the NBA that tells you,
Isn't that part of it?
Well, it's basically the message is, here's how not to be a dumb ace, okay? Here's how not to. We're going to have 3 days with you. Well, the first night, what do those two bozos do? They get caught in a room with girls and pot. No condoms, by the way, I heard.
No! To the Dent Popper inbox, marijuana illegal in the NBA? What? Signed Bill Walton, Will Chamberlain, Robert Parrish, et al. It's unbelievable.
It's your initial introduction. The commissioner is going to be there. The boss of all bosses is going to be there, you two bozos. For 3 days, lay off the lettuce. I just don't get it. How it just amazes me that marijuana can be that popular among these guys. I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. You get $8 million, and you've got to smoke pot. There's one thing to cut out of your diet, and it's marijuana, idiots.
Other things going up in smoke. Yeah, try math. Other things that are going up in smoke. That's why Nebraska players, you never hear them. Other things going up in smoke. The Cubs, 5 straight losses. Ew.
Calm down. Don't get down from the leg, Tori.
Also, you know, Venus, if you wanted to let Serena win, could you just phone that in ahead of time?
Don't start. You were on this last night. If it would have been reverse roles, you'd have said it the other way. You would have totally said the
Venus
same thing.
Venus was ahead in both, and 5-2 in the second. Come on. Really? Really? It was good tennis, but seriously, it only takes one little, oops, it's a little wide. Oops, double fault. Oops, I hit that one a little short on the volley.
Well, maybe dead bet the other one.
Yikes! And they shut down another booking agency in England. Our NFL picks coming up here in just a moment. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Week two of the college football season, Tony, as we get ready for Nebraska and San Jose State. And both teams got off to the start that they wanted, at least as far as wins and losses this past Saturday.
Well, we'll see if Coach Tomey feels that way. Yeah, they got the W, maybe not in the fashion that he would have liked. Dick Tomey joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time today, Coach. And was that what you expected this last Saturday?
Well, what we expect was a tough football game. Davis has had one losing season in the last 39 years. They beat Stanford 2 years ago up here, beat the hell out of them. And they, I really believe we'd like to have done some things better in the game, but I really believe winning a game in that fashion is better for your team in terms of most everything you're trying to teach, in terms of the belief system, than winning a game 50-0. Because they have to fight, they have to believe they're going to win, they have to come back, they have to maximize every little thing in the last few minutes of the game to get a game won. And that's the way it all turned out. We had some players rise up and play better than we maybe could have anticipated they were going to. And so I think it did us a lot of good in those ways, but we were exposed in several different areas that didn't turn out to be strengths, certainly as well. So it's kind of bittersweet.
Obviously, Coach, one of the places you were looking to fill in was at quarterback, and one of those young men that stepped up was Kyle Reed. And I guess for Husker fans that didn't realize, you used three quarterbacks in this football game, and it looked like Kyle maybe kind of stood out above the rest. Of course, he engineered the comeback.
Well, Kyle's story is intriguing. I'd never seen anything like it, really. Kyle, you know, went to high school at McClyman's up here in Northern California. He was maybe the most lauded high school player for two or three years. He made all the honors, parade All-American, all that business, and we know how little that means, really. But he went to Cal. He didn't play for 2 years. Last year he lost the backup quarterback nod to the guy who's now their starter, Kevin Riley, and wanted to transfer. He came here, and so consequently, and then he broke his foot during spring practice, right before spring practice, in a conditioning drill. And so Kyle had not played in a football game since his senior year in high school, hadn't played in a football game in almost 4 years. And he went in after not getting much spring practice and getting third team reps, because you can't prove yourself in practice as a quarterback. You only can prove yourself in a game. And so he just came in, and I've never seen anything like it. He did most things right and showed tremendous poise and tremendous ability to run the ball, throw the ball, make good decisions, throw with accuracy. He took the ball with minute 28 and 70 yards away and got us to a touchdown. So we couldn't be more pleased. Now, we're still our starter, Miles Eden, who did well in the game but not superb because we didn't get any points when he was in there. We still like him. He's still going to play, but we're going to start Kyle. He certainly deserves that opportunity.
San Jose Spartan head coach Dick Tomey joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I guess what prepares a team like yours to come into Memorial Stadium for Saturday? Is there anything that can prepare them for the scene they're about ready to see?
Well, you know, we played at Kansas State last year. We played at Nebraska the year before. We've played in some venues that are large, but obviously there's nothing like a Nebraska home game. You know, Nebraska just does an unbelievable job, and their place is intimidating, and it's one of the great venues in college football. And I'm excited for our players to see it, to experience that atmosphere. I think it will be something they'll always remember. And obviously, we'd love to come and play our best football. But we know that Coach Pelini's team's got something to say about that, and it looks like they're on the right track to getting their program back where they want it. We've been working at trying to get our program better, and we're making some progress, but certainly this will be a learning experience for a lot of the guys we have.
Dick Tomey joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and Coach, a real young team that's going to have to grow up in a hurry, and really young along the offensive line. Nebraska's line maybe didn't dominate in that first game against Western Michigan. I suppose that's one of the areas you're already looking at.
Well, we've watched almost all their games from last year, and certainly we've seen the Western Michigan game, and we have sometimes the first games are not, they're not a thing of beauty. I mean, but you have to remember, I mean, Texas A&M lost their first game. Michigan lost their first game. There are a lot of good teams. Virginia Tech lost their first game and as well. So I think you're glad to get a win, and you're glad to, you can get a win and you can coach hard, coach your mistakes hard coming off a victory. And I think that certainly that's our perspective. But we have a very young team. We have a very young offensive line because we've had some guys banged up that aren't going to be back for this game. But they've got to learn and they've got to grow, and we're excited to see them take the next step.
Coach, you've got a receiver in Kevin Jurevich that's about sixth or seventh nationally returning this year, 98.7, I believe, just shy of 100 yards per game. Obviously, getting him the ball, if you guys are going to be successful, is one of the things that's going to have to happen on Saturday.
Well, our receiver core is a total. Kevin's a very good player, but we got the best receiver core we've had, and we had two guys make it in the NFL off of our 96 team as receivers, and we've got a better group than that. And so Kevin's just one of several weapons we have that we think are outstanding players, but obviously we have to protect and we have to run the ball better. We just didn't run the ball well. A couple years ago we ran it great. Last year we were a terrible running team, and certainly we weren't good on Saturday. So we have to run the football better in order to have the balance we think you have to be competitive.
Dick Tomey joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I guess just from a historical standpoint, both Nebraska and your career have been in different directions since the last meeting in the bowl game when you were at Arizona. Just kind of your thoughts about where Nebraska's been in that time and how you're doing with your team in 4 years now at San Jose State.
Well, after the bowl game in Nebraska, I obviously spent a couple more years at Arizona, and then our staff got fired, and then we had a great run at Arizona, one we were very proud of, but then I went to Hawaii for a couple of years, and then to the 49ers, and then to Texas, and then I came here. And coming here was a real blessing because we love it here. We love living here. It's a tough job to put together because it was really down, but at the same time, because it was down, that's what makes it so gratifying, because we've made tremendous progress. Winning the game Saturday, we're 13-2 in our last 15 home games, which is certainly something we're proud of, but we got to play better on the road, and that's what starts this week. So we're excited about taking on people that the nation figures are at a different league than we are, and we have to do that from our financial well-being. But we also believe that when we walk in there Saturday, we'll believe we can win. So we're looking forward to it.
Coach, why was the decision that you made? Obviously, the place is pretty special to you. You had an opportunity to leave and become the athletic director at Hawaii. You chose to stay at San Jose State.
Well, I really didn't necessarily have that opportunity. I mean, maybe I could have. But I just couldn't leave these kids now. I just not built that way. I'm 70 years old, and I want to coach a few more years. And this team that we have this year, guys we recruited and guys we sold on coming here, and I just couldn't see myself telling those guys that I was leaving. Someday I'm going to leave and go to Hawaii anyway, because that's we have a home there, and that's where my wife and family and I love it there. So we're going to end up there anyway. But I'm a football coach, and I wanted to coach some more football before I decide to take another step.
And, Zach, final question before we let you get out of here. As you get ready for Nebraska, and as you've mentioned, you've coached a variety of games from the big-time favorite to the big-time underdog role, which I guess is what you'll be this Saturday. What do you tell your kids about preparing and playing as best they can, yet still keeping an idea in their head that they can have a chance to win a football game in Lincoln?
Well, once the game starts, it's just a game. I mean, you have to believe you can win. If you don't believe you can win, no matter who you're playing, then you're, I think, making a mistake as a coach. And so you have to find a way that your players understand that the best team doesn't win a game. The team that plays the best wins. And that's always true. And that's why Arkansas State beat A&M. That's why you saw the upsets this weekend that you see. Those things happen in college football. And so, obviously, we'll be a tremendous underdog, but we'll have a strong belief that we can make that happen. And obviously, Coach Pelini's team has greatly improved, and he's getting a lot out of his players. They're playing really hard. I really respect that. But we're going to come Saturday and put together the best effort we have in a long time. Certainly, that's our hope.
And, Coach, with this being a kickoff time at 9:40 West Coast time or Pacific time, does that affect your team at all?
We practice it in the morning. Our guys are in our facility at 6 during the week. That's when we've always practiced. That's when we practice at Arizona. We practice in the morning.
I know you'd have Tony having both of us having big trouble getting up at 6 in the morning.
Well, I just think you got to make football players do stuff that they don't necessarily want to do. But I'll tell you what, our guys wouldn't want to practice any other time right now. I mean, they really like organizing their day that way.
Well, it keeps them fresh, and we look forward to seeing you guys in Lincoln. Coach Dick Tomey of San Jose State, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You got it. Thank you.
Coach, looks like he's got to go. He's got stuff going on.
Phone's ringing. Things are happening.
He's been through this grind for a number of years, and I give him no chance. I'm going to tell you right now, the line is out anywhere from 26 to 28, and you say what you will. You've been piling on me about whatever. I cannot see any way Nebraska just doesn't pummel this team Saturday. Predictions tomorrow, along with Pigskin Pick'em and Daddy's NFL and college predictions.
Lunch is coming up, Doug, and we'd like to send you and your friends to Big City Burrito. Hey, they're going to explain it to you if you've never been to Big City Burrito. They're going to let you know how to order. You want a 12-inch super? You want a 10-inch regular tortilla? They're only going to put on what you want them to put on, and people, believe us, you will not leave the place hungry. Doesn't matter. They can spice it up as hot as you want it, or, you know what, doesn't have to be that spicy. Several selections of fillings. Chicken bay leaf, carnitas, chili verde, beef carne asada. That's what I always get. Bean and cheese, potato burritos. Don't forget, they're open in the morning. Mexican sausage, breakfast burrito. If that is up your alley, they've got it. Big City Burrito. You won't find a microwave or a freezer, and you won't find everyday fast food either. Get there today, 2715 2nd Avenue, conveniently located 2nd Avenue. Straight ahead.
Don't forget to ask for your punch card where you can get a free burrito if you're a frequent customer. And, of course, breakfast burritos as well. Coming up, Matt Franzen, head football coach at Dome. But, Daddy, before we go to the break, back to the Dent Popper inbox.
Oh, number two fan chimes in and says, just because you dorks are in 50 fantasy leagues doesn't mean you should bore your listeners with geek talk. Other than that, I love the show. Thanks, number two fan. That's five more punches
hey,
for you.
Hey, number two, heads or tails? Heads or tails? Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Oh, Doug, why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
It's the once a year. All out. Blowout at Kearney Yamaha. You'll save up to $4,000 that's been slashed off prices of select models of Yamaha 08 motorcycles in stock. Low financing is available. Whether you want to travel in style on the powerful 1900cc Stratoliner with locking side bags and a detachable windshield, or you want to choose from the 9 classic Yamaha or custom V-Star models, Kearney Yamaha has the bike for you. But these incredible deals at Kearney Yamaha won't last long. It's the once a year. All out. Blowout. Going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's power sports mall, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Like the way that sounds? You'll love how it tastes. A steak cooked exactly the way you want it, alongside jumbo bacon-wrapped shrimp. Sort of hits all the right food groups, doesn't it? It's also Skeeter Barnes' Thursday night special. It's a hit with your budget, too, because it's only $13.99. Tonight, at Skeeter Barnes.
This is Eric Hellriegel, Skeeter Barnes General Manager. Now there are four more reasons to dine with us. They're called Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 Interchange, Kearney.
Just because it's September doesn't mean that there aren't weeks of great weather left to enjoy from your deck, porch, or patio. Hi, this is Scott from Builders & Kearney, and on Friday you'll receive 20% off selected tables, chairs, umbrellas, hammocks, and more. On Saturday, you'll save 40%, and on Sunday, all remaining stock is 80% off. Shop early for the best selection. Shop late for the best savings. But don't miss Builders' end-of-summer outdoor furniture sale.
Builders does it best.
Congratulations, you just made it through another irrigation season. Now, what about next year? Is it time to finally drill that well that you need for the new center pivot? Or how about your old pump? Should you replace it, or does it just need some minor repairs? You probably should talk to Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling. I mean, after all, those guys are the experts when it comes to this stuff. Pump repair, gear drives, test wells, domestic wells. Shoot, why would you call anybody else? Call Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling, or stop by their location on North Highway 10 in Kearney, or East Highway 23 in Loomis.
The way I live, little boy still pushing big bills. I stay my money lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live.
You just come in here country overloaded every day, don't you?
No.
You're just overloaded.
I do have some country coming up.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, our NFL selections for 2008, and who will win the Super Bowl, because actually we've been pretty close. We've been, one of us has been right on pretty much the last two or three years, so I'm sure we'll screw
one of us
up.
Was a long way away last year.
Yeah, how'd your Ravens do? You got them picked again?
Repeat, no.
Psycho. Hey, but college football season also upon us, and as promised, we catch up with the new head coach, second year, I should say, with the Doane College Tigers, and they get a chance to take on Hastings, a place that he's very familiar with. Matt Franzen joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going in Doane?
Well, it's going pretty well. It's been, it's been a good week after getting off to a good start last week. You know, a year ago at this time, we were trying, scrambling, figuring out what we were going to do and come off a pretty lopsided loss. And this year we ended up, with a win. And so we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do, but the attitude and the mood is pretty good.
Well, coaches always say you need to instill and teach the kids how to win again, and that has to be huge coming off with that win last week.
It is. It really is. You know, the kids, the confidence is there. You know, I think the senior leadership that we've got, we don't have very many seniors. We have 11 seniors, but the kids that have stuck around here, and this is their fourth year, you know, have been through a lot, and they're providing great leadership for the young kids. And I think, you know, even if we don't win that game last week, I still think that we would be in a good position and in a good mindset going into this week just because of the leadership that we have.
Coach, numbers-wise, you mentioned the lack of seniors, and obviously the numbers were way, way down when you got there, total disarray, and you go on, but that's in the past. What are your numbers like as you entered this season?
Well, we are at, right now we're at about 102 total players. So we're in good shape as far as our depth goes. You know, we're in a position this year that we're going to play a full JV schedule. And that's something that at the smaller schools, about half the teams in our conference play JV football. And that's something that we wanted to do. And I think that's a big part of it, just keeping the freshmen and the younger players around and getting experience. We don't redshirt players, here. And it's the same way at Hastings, just because the schools are really big on academically getting out in 4 years. So our numbers are good. That's about where we want to be, about 100 players. You know, I think with our staff, we could probably go at 110 or 115, but that would be about as high as we would want to be.
Matt Franzen, head football coach of the Doane Tigers, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A special game when you take on Hastings. You're going to know some tendencies, and Coach Merkowitz is going to know some of your tendencies. Does that make it tougher to coach this game?
You know, I don't know if it does or not. You know, going in, like you said, just knowing what to expect, I guess I probably have a little more of a feel for what's coming from the Hastings offense and defense, because they're running the same defense that they put in the last couple years that I was there. On the flip side, like you said, you know, he knows at least probably what my thinking is going to be in certain situations. Now, the offense that we're running here at Doane is different from what we ran at Hastings. Part of that is personnel, you know, the type of players that we have here. in a few cases aren't suited to be power type football and that kind of thing. So we'll see a little more motion out of us. I don't know if I would call us a prototypical spread offense, but we do play with 3 and 4 wide receivers in a lot of different situations.
Anything that maybe was said behind the scenes when you were there in a derogatory manner that you've harnessed some anger that you're going to use as a little motivation this week? And
yeah. Wow.
No, not really. You know, I'd say anything that was said prior to this when I was still at Hastings was probably more directed to the coaches and people that were at Doan at that time, and in the football program anyway. Most of those people are long gone. So no, I think it's a great rivalry between the two schools, and the games are almost always very close. But there's a lot of respect between the two programs also.
But one thing here on the Doug and Daddy Show we do appreciate is people guaranteeing wins. Would you like to do this?
I don't think I'll do it this year. I think I'll hold off. If you want to call again a year from now or 2 years from now when we're playing back at Hastings, who knows? Who knows what my thinking will be at that time. But no, I don't think we're in a position to guarantee anything quite yet.
Coach Matt Franzen from Doan joining us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're at Hastings. It's the Broncos' home opener on Saturday at 1. The game's on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Coach, on the field, your concerns as you look at Hastings?
Well, they're offensively, Hastings in the line is big. And I think the good thing is our front four and our linebackers are probably the best unit that we have on our team just as far as experience and talent. So we need to watch matchups. You know, we have some smaller defensive linemen who do some good things, but we need to be careful that when it's 3rd and 1 that we don't have one of those guys right there at the point of attack and personnel. We need to personnel things a little bit. So that would probably be the main concern going in. I know Dayton Edwards throws the ball very well, and our secondary has been suspect last year, and we had a couple breakdowns last Saturday. So those are some things that are concerns also. Defensively, when we look at their defense, our offensive line is still a young group. Last year we started 4 freshmen. Now all those guys are sophomores and have some experience, but you look at the 3-5 defense that Hastings runs and expect a lot of movement and a lot of pressure, and with a young offensive line, that's always going to be a concern also.
Well, it should be a great day for football. It should be a lot of fun. I'm sure it'll be a relief when it's all over, whoever gets the W in this one. And it looks like you got things pointing in the right direction at Doan, Matt. Congratulations on that. And, hey, best of luck this weekend and throughout the season.
Well, thank you very much.
Take care. Matt Franzen, head football coach of the Doan Tigers.
It'll
be interesting.
Yeah, it should be a great game. 35-38 a year ago. Now, that was Matt Franzen's first year, so some points were scored in that game. I probably don't foresee that happening again this Saturday. I think the defenses are probably a little bit better than maybe they were a year ago. And it'd be interesting to see as the old coach and old friend returns to Hastings College, and we'll have to see how it goes on Saturday.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Doug and Daddy's NFL picks right after this.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
Destination fun continues in the courtyard of Cunningham's Journal. Join us tonight and every Thursday night for beer and burgers. Granny's favorite Thursday tradition is back for the summer with great food and entertainment all season long. After 9 every Thursday, it's ladies' night. Ladies enjoy half-price mixed drinks and shots while the guys throw back 225 big-ass beers till close. Playing tonight is Trio. Join us and relax with Destination Fun this summer in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Hey guys, now you can understand what it's like to get excited about a Kohl's sale, because now there's one just for you. Kohl's Men's Wardrobe Sale, September 4th through the 20th. You'll find great savings on everything you need to look your best, like the new Lee Comfort Fit Pant, only at Kohl's, and just $24.99. Invisible flex waistband and fabric make it the most comfortable pant you'll ever wear. Pretty soon, the word sale will get you excited too. Kohl's Men's Wardrobe Sale, going on now. Kohl's, expect great things.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Yeah, 47 cent.
I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built tough, built comfortable. Satisfaction guaranteed. pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Comfortable on you. Comfortable on your wallet. Available at Kmart.
Wrangler. Real, comfortable jeans.
When Daddy asked me why I did it, I made him laugh out loud when I told him, 'cause the chicks will dig it. Scars heal, glory fades.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tomorrow, fairly wide open, we may be joined by Alex Gordon on the show tomorrow. Not jinxing it, it's in the works, but when the Royals got that doubleheader today, that may change our schedule because of the rain out last night. So the Royals won, and we didn't peanut butter jelly it up, did we?
Oh, we didn't.
I know you're crushed by that, but it's football season, right, Daddy?
It is time to talk NFL football.
And it is time now for Daddy's NFL selections for 2008. And may I remind you that last year Daddy selected the Baltimore Ravens to win Super Bowl 42. As we go in, we take a look. You think that 30 seconds will get us through?
No, I got plenty more right here.
No, I just love giving Derek crap from time to time. He hates me, by the way. The NFL begins tonight, but according to Vegas, the Patriots are the favorite at 5-2, Dallas at 9-2, the Colts and Chargers 6-1, the Jaguars at 10-1, the Steelers at 12-1, the Seahawks, Giants, and Packers 15-1. Daddy, start where you like, big fella.
Well, I'm going to start in the AFC West, where I like San Diego Superchargers. Now, the only question mark I had is everybody in the offseason had surgery. Phillip Rivers, knee. Antonio Gates, toe. Sean Merriman, knee. Nose tackle Jamal Williams, knees, plural. Center Nick Hardwick, foot. Fullback Andrew Pinnock. Offensive guard Mike Goff, knees, both of them. Offensive tackles Marcus McNeil, shoulder. And Jerome Clary, shoulder. All those people had surgery. Hope they can stay a little bit healthy, because San Diego is talented, and talented to go deep into the postseason. In the AFC South, somebody's going to have a step up, and until they can do that and beat Indianapolis, I'm going to take Indianapolis, and I'm going to keep riding them. Peyton Manning, also the return, a key return of Dominic Rhodes. Took a one-year vacation out of Indy. He is back with Indianapolis to spell Joseph Addai. Could be a very big addition for them. In the AFC North, brutal, brutal schedule. Because why? Well, they play the best division in all of football, the NFC East on the other side. And there's nobody even close to the NFC East as far as toughness of schedule and talent-wise in the NFC East. But in the North, I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've kind of been the cream of the crop, and I think they're kind of a clear-cut favorite. Everybody thinks that Cleveland can step up and make some noise. Well, Cleveland's lost 9 straight to the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's right. I said 9 straight. And until they can break that string, Pittsburgh is still the best team in this division and should win it. In the AFC East, it's pretty simple. The New England Patriots, Tom Brady, Randy Moss, Wes Welker, you get the point. Those are my 4 division champions in the AFC.
I totally agree, and I'm sickened by it. I take New England. I take Pittsburgh, because I think the AFC North way down. If anybody challenges in the North, yes, it will be the Cincinnati Bengals. But I think they're, even though they've got the most talent out of that other three, they just can't seem to ever put it together. The Colts in the South, San Diego in the weaker AFC West, a change in the West. Daddy, your wild cards in the AFC.
Well, my wild cards are in the AFC West. I've got Denver, who I think could be a much improved football team. They traded for former Jets defensive tackle Dwayne Robertson. They added Drew Jackson, Kerry Colbert. I think this could be a very good football team, Denver. And then I'm throwing a wild card at you, maybe too wild, the Tennessee Titans.
I am taking the Jacksonville Jaguars over the Oakland Raiders, because Jacksonville has a tougher schedule, and I am taking Brett Favre and the New York Jets. I am buying in. They will be a wild card. Jets and Jacksonville, surprise team. Look out. I know. Oakland Raiders. In the NFC, Daddy, who you got?
In the NFC East, I've got the Dallas Cowboys. You've got 13 Pro Bowlers, 12 Pro Bowlers and a kicker, however you want to break it down. That's pretty simple. They've got the most talent in the NFL, bar none. Could there be some distractions? Yes, but they have the most talent as we enter week one of the NFL season. In the NFC North, I've got the Minnesota Vikings. You know what? A long time ago, I read in the Bible, it is Pro Football Weekly, that Tarvarius Jackson is nothing short than a poor man's Michael Vick. I think Gus Frerotte is the quarterback of this team by week three or four of the NFL, but I think the pieces are all around him, and I think the Minnesota Vikings are the clear-cut answer and will challenge down the stretch. In the NFC South, I've got the New Orleans Saints. You know what? Another hurricane rolls through. It doesn't roll over the New Orleans Saints. I think this is a team and this is a city that rallies around that team. I think they're back after a little bit of a slump and an injury-riddled season a year ago. In the NFC West, here's where it gets crazy. People, I'm telling you right now, I'm going out on a limb. I'm going out on a wild limb, and I'm taking. You're not going to believe this, Doug, but I'm taking the St. Louis Rams.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
You know what? They're going to be depending on a strong bounce-back season from, oh, have you heard of these guys? Torrey Holt, Orlando Pace, Mark Bolger, and, oh, defensive end, Leonard Little. Oh, yeah, they're back. And I think they can be. I think this is a bad division. I do not like Matt Hasselbeck. I've said that on this show. I think he's much overrated quarterback, though he did have a pretty successful year ago. But that is my team in which I like. I like the St. Louis Rams, the NFC West. And I like Rush Limbaugh to own the team by the end of the year, perhaps.
And I like Seattle, because it's like Grand Island Kearney. Until they get beat, like the Colts, you can't go away from them. But like Oakland in the AFC, I think St. Louis can be that underdog in the NFC. I'm taking Seattle to win the NFC West. I've taken New Orleans. I love them in the NFC South. I'm taking Dallas in the NFC East. But in the biggest wild card, and I have told some of the gang I would do this, I am picking the Chicago Bears to win the NFC North. Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Orton is not as bad as everybody makes him out to be. When the Bears were winning, Kyle Orton was the quarterback. Kyle Orton will be good enough to lead the Chicago Bears to the playoffs. My wild cards, Minnesota, and I just have no idea on the other one. I really don't. I took Tampa Bay. It could be anybody. But whoever that sixth team is, even though the Giants took that to the Super Bowl last year, I don't care. In the NFC, your wild cards, Daddy.
My wild cards are Arizona in the NFC West because I think the division is that bad, and I think Brenda's husband, Kurt, could have a great year. And I've got the Philadelphia Eagles because I think they play in the best division in football. Don't have the Giants because, well, they had 55, I think, sacks last year. They lost 22 and a half of those in Amanura and Michael Strahan.
They weren't good to the playoffs last year. Why should they be better this year? They're not going to be. I have Dallas over New Orleans in the NFC Championship game, San Diego beating New England, and then Indianapolis beating San Diego in the AFC Championship game, and the Dallas Cowboys beating Indianapolis in the Super Bowl.
I've got Dallas and New Orleans meeting for a trip to the Super Bowl. I've got Dallas emerging, and I've got San Diego. San Diego meeting Pittsburgh, and San Diego going to the Super Bowl. San Diego and Dallas, I've got the best team in the NFL as we enter. I've got them, the Dallas Cowboys, leaving as the best team when we exit.
Yeah, we're Cowboy homers. If I wasn't a Cowboy homer, I would take the Saints to win the whole NFC. Hey, we want to thank Matt Franzen from Dome, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, Dick Tomei, the head football coach at San Jose State. A long, great show today. We hope you enjoyed it. If you missed any of it, go to the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Cunningham's Journal link, and you can hear all of that tomorrow. Pigskin picks, college and pro picks from Daddy, and a whole lot more. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.